Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So let's get Rob Long on here. We got him back. Big Bad Morning Show. What's up, Rob?
Nothing much, man. They called me. The call dropped, and I had to call Boost Mobile to get some more minutes.
That's all right. I didn't know if you were Cricket Wireless or whatever, if you had your burner phone and we had to get you another one, whatever. Hey,
No.
Hey, real quick, I asked you, what are you sipping on tonight? Because I know you got something.
Tonight, what am I sipping on?
Is that a tequila you showed me?
Yeah, it was a tequila, yes.
Yeah, well, it looked nice. All right. Well, hey.
Good. I got that from Taco Love.
Yeah, I remember seeing the picture when you first posted it. When my wife and I went to Mexico, I'm not big on tequila. But my wife and I went to Mexico, I saw this painted bottle, and it was beautiful, and they let me try this tequila in the store. And I'm like, man, this is amazing. It's so smooth. I brought it back, and I got so drunk off it one night, drank the entire bottle when I was in West Virginia. Nothing else to do.
Wait a minute. You were in West Virginia for what?
Well, I got family down there. We got tight bloodlines. One of the prettiest girls I ever dated, I met at a family reunion. What do you want me to say, man? But yeah, my family. I hated going to West Virginia because my family lived in some. When we stayed down there, I told the story the other night. I got bit by a spider, and some old hillbilly comes up, and they were talking about taking me to the hospital because my hand was swelling up, and they're like, "Nearest hospital's 80 miles away. Man, he probably ain't gonna make it if he's poisonous. Might as well just stay here and ice the damn thing, you know." So it's like, man, this sucks. You know, just it wasn't my kind of place to be. Yeah. So, anyway, hey, wanted to get to a couple things. Ravens related. I know you saw the pictures. I'm sure you guys have talked about Lamar working out with Antonio Brown in Hollywood. First off, you have any problems with them working out, and do you have any interest in Antonio Brown?
All right, first of all, I mean, Antonio Brown was a six-round draft pick who ended up being the best wide receiver in the game, even if he was a first-round draft pick and the best receiver in the game. What does that tell you about his work ethic, Jeremy? Forget about his character, personality, all those things. Based on his game, what do you think about his work ethic?
I think he is I would put him up there right now as the hardest-working player in the NFL.
So why would I not want Lamar Jackson and Hollywood Brown working out with?
That's what I said.
It wasn't a picture at a club. It was working out. If some of his work ethic could rub off on those two young fellas, then good for us. I mean, geez, people take things personally. He has to be one of the hardest. That's like me if I saw a picture of them posted with T.O. You know what I think? Well, T.O. worked hard. That's what he did. He's a hard worker dude. So if that's what they're learning from Antonio Brown, then God bless both of them. Would I take Antonio Brown as a Raven? Yeah, I would. Because of this. Ravens were 14-2 without him last year. That was a great locker room without him. They got a lot of personality in that locker room, a lot of strong personalities in that locker room. If they get an Antonio Brown and after 3 or 4 weeks he becomes an idiot, they will cut him so fast he'll bleed. And they'll move all without him. It's like he wouldn't come here to be the savior. He'd come here to be a piece of the puzzle. And bringing him in would be, you know, and Antonio Brown's never been the big brother. You know, he has his younger cousin and a quarterback that he works out with all the time in the offseason. So he would come in and try, you know, kind of be the big brother, maybe with a little sense of responsibility. Who knows? Or he could be the jackass that he's always been, and you cut him.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that. The only thing I said about I would be interested in signing him to a one-year deal. I can't believe I'm saying that after watching all the things that he's gone through, that there needs to be some sort of contingency plan on this team, because I don't think the Ravens team needs top-notch wide receivers to win with their style, because I think you can have good, not great wide receivers, and with Lamar's ability to extend plays and make things happen, that other guys, I mean, anybody in the NFL, these guys can play. They're here for a reason. But if something should happen and Antonio Brown blows up, that you have some sort of other, if it's a vet that you trust or someone you like that's familiar with your system in the fold just in case. But that's just me.
See, I think they do need another premier wide receiver. I think they do. I mean,
no, I think they do. I don't think they have to have it to win, but I think it will absolutely help, and I'd love to see them go get one this year, be it in the draft.
I don't think they'll win at all without one. I just don't. I think they'll always be an outstanding regular season team, but I think they'll continue to have problems in the postseason without one. You need another guy running routes who's a game changer to make defensive backs make decisions. Do I pay attention to this guy, or do I pay attention to that quarterback number eight? Let's face it, you could turn your eyes to Willie Snead and turn back around, and he's still only 3 yards away from you. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you need a wide receiver that if you take your eyes off of him for a second, separation is just ridiculous. You don't have that right there with the wide receivers other than Hollywood Brown. Those guys don't have that kind of separation ability. Willie Snead is slow. I mean, you know, that's why you see him get near so many pass offensive pass interferences. He doesn't get called for nearly as many pass interferences as he should, because offenses don't. Every time he finishes the route, he pushes off because he can't separate. They need another guy that if I take my eyes off of you for half a second, I don't have enough speed to recover from you. They don't have that guy.
Talking to Rob Long here from the Big Bad Morning Show. A couple other things, you know, I brought up. I'm going to talk some wrestling in the 8 o'clock hour. How big of a wrestling fan are you, were you? Give me your take.
Oh, man, I grew up a huge wrestling fan. I had the magazines that I would take the pictures out and hang them up on my wall. Mm-hmm. I fell off a little bit after high school going to college, and I jumped back on after college in the 90s when it really just blew up, when the Monday Night Wars were like, you know, they were owning all the top, they were owning four of the top five cable spots in, back then in the mid to late 90s. And I loved it then, man. Oh, my gosh. My wife and I first got married, we would always have people at our house for the pay-per-views. You know, our house was the place to be down in South Carolina for the pay-per-views. All my police buddies would come over. But I loved it. And now, fast forward, this is every year. You know Mark, the Ray Bachman, Mark, 40-year-old virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Our tradition has always been to go over Mark's house and watch WrestleMania. Can't do it this year, naturally, because of the pandemic. But, you know, that's been Robbie and I, that's our thing. Jeremy, I mean, they've literally watched Robbie grow up. We started going over there, I think Robbie may have been, maybe, I want to say 06, 07, which would have made Robbie like 9 years old. And now he's 21. He'll be 22 this year. We've gone every year except 1 year since then. They literally watch him grow up once a year. So we won't be able to do that this year, but we will watch it at home. I'm looking forward to the Brock Lesnar, Drew McIntyre match. I'm a big Brock Lesnar, Lesnar fan. I know Goldberg's going to be in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the Undertaker's in the one, which I think is the last man standing match I want to see. I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Do you have a favorite wrestler of all time?
Well, actually, Undertaker's and AJ Styles with Backyard. Yes, my favorite wrestler is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, Bret Hart.
All
right. I love Ric Flair, the character. Ric Flair, the character, is my favorite. He is the guy. The Nature Boy is my favorite character in wrestling. My favorite wrestler, a guy that I would watch in an hour-long match. You know, it's an old expression, Bret Hart, you know, he's a guy that can take a broom and make an interesting match out of. He's just that good. And next to that, another guy that I love to see. He's not one of my favorite characters, but when it comes time to actually get the ring and wrestle, I love Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Again, not one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
But as a wrestler, when you just watch wrestling and watch it for the art that it was, and I remember the classic match, I believe it may have been WrestleMania 3, it was either 2 or 3, with Ricky Steamboat and Macho Man. And, man, there was a pinfall attempt like every 60 seconds for about a good 10, 15 minutes. And those guys just made you tired watching them. So those guys at my top, two of my favorite wrestlers, my favorite of all time, Bret Hart. Right under him for a couple of notches would be Ricky Steamboat, but my favorite character is the Nature Boy.
Good stuff, man. Hey, I know we got to let you run. Look forward to catching up with you next week. We'll talk some wrestling next week as well, but if I don't get a chance to talk to you before then, hope you enjoy your weekend, man.
Hey, we're catching up on a show called Queen of South. Queen of the South.
Queen of the South?
Queen of the South. It's a show about the drug cartel, some girl who accidentally backed her way into it, and I'm on season 1, episode 10 right now.
Yeah, somebody told me about a show called...
When the pandemic is over, I may know so much about television that I may be able to write my own show.
Well, hell, man, you may know so much about drugs, you can start dealing. Damn, man. Watch Ozark, getting everything. Yeah, look, somebody told me about a show on Amazon Prime. I watched the first episode. I think it's called 000, and it's about...
Really?
It's about... Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. A lot of subtitles, but very interesting. So, it's about drugs. Just a little bit. So, yeah, see, I like Narcos, too. Narcos was great. But if you haven't watched any of those, they're phenomenal. So, and true stories
yeah, I do.
As well.
I'm just kidding you. I love Narcos. Yeah. Well, again, here you go. Another drug show.
Yeah. There we go. El Chapo leaving us right now. Hey, Rob, appreciate it, man. And we'll catch up next week.
All right, definitely, man. Have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.